a large candle, not a candle such as this, but a substantially large candle, and lit it a few times, and then before you know it, it has tunneled down into the candle, and it no longer will light any longer. Have you experienced that? Yes. You buy this nice big candle, and you think it's going to put out a lot of light, and then it doesn't actually burn all the way. That is, in a sense, a metaphor for grief. So every time you see a candle that has done this, then you get to think to yourself, well, Father says, this is kind of like grief. If we light it every now and then, let it burn for a little bit, then it can't burn all the way up. It ends up putting itself out in a before time is done. A candle such as this, however, is a candle that represents grief that is the way it's meant to be. So the light will burn, it will burn through the candle, and before it is done, the candle will essentially use itself up. The candle is a sign for Christ. And the candles that many of you have in your hands, such as this one, are candles that are also used at the Easter Vigil. The imagery there is on purpose. That the light of Christ that each of us holds at the Easter Vigil, our baptismal light that has been spread from the light of Christ, is also the candles that we're going to allow to, this year without flame and fanfare, because last year it caught itself in fire. We have the video to prove it. This year, they'll just simply burn themselves out, will be done. The candles will be used up. I often say that grief is like breath. If you hold on to it, it's going to kill you. You have to let it go. And we are here collectively to assist one another in that. Some of you may be in the very first stages of grief. Some of you may have been allowing that candle of grief to burn for quite some time. And it's not good to compare one's grief with another's. No one ever wins in those comparisons. We are simply where we are with our grief. There's not a person here that hasn't lost someone. There is not a person here who hasn't been touched by death in some way. All of us, in our own way, come to this place with a list of people on our minds and in our hearts that we desire to lift up in prayer. Working with candles is an interesting kind of metaphysical reality for me, because often I take the stubs of altar candles and old paschal candles and I melt them down and they create new candles. And in that way, the prayers prayed with those candles, the masses and the many different events that take place in this place, the sacred space, and in others just like it, where the priests of the diocese are getting to know well that if you just bring your old candles, the Father Adam will take care of it. So all of these prayers, all of these experiences, all of this that has been lifted up to Christ is reformed, renewed, and put back into our service. Christ is symbolized by this. The Christ himself burned brightly for the world to see and eventually was put to death, but that light resurrected, a new light to be born. We trust, and we pray, we trust, and we pray for those who have gone before us, for our grief. For their prayers in return, so that all of us may be like that renewed candle that will eventually eventually, ultimately, blame